listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, right? And it's March 1st. Holy cow. That was fast, wasn't it? Friday, March 1st, 2019. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. We are besieged on all sides by propaganda, an attempt to reorder people's thinking. And it gets difficult to chalk it up to mere coincidence or conspiracy theory or something like that. When you see some of the strange things that are happening, you see, for example, people are encouraged to gravitate towards social media, and then you see these, just these bizarre ripples through social media. A good example is the latest Momo challenge nonsense. So, is it real? It's an internet hoax. It's a hoax internet challenge. That's what Wikipedia says. There's a Snopes entry for it, of course. Because people aren't, we're not smart enough to think for ourselves. But if it's just a simple internet hoax, then why is hoax internet challenge, as it's been called, then why is there local news coverage of it? Why is there BBC news coverage, CBS News, Rolling Stone? Why? Why do you suppose that is? Lots of coverage. Kim Kardashian warns parents over Momo challenge. Kim Kardashian is warning parents. It must be serious. So, this kind of stuff somehow manages to proliferate, and the one of the CBSNews.com stories mentions the Momo challenge is eerily similar to the Blue Whale challenge, which gained popularity in 2017 and allegedly led to the deaths of two teenagers in the U.S. as well as others in Russia, etc., etc. So this kind of stuff and the kind of filth that folks like Melissa Dykes over at TrueStream Media have documented, that's allowed to proliferate somehow. It's very strange. So hard to chalk that up to mere coincidence, you know? And if you aren't familiar with this kind of stuff, then it's probably better that way. So you have those kinds of things on social media that somehow proliferate. Meanwhile, folks who are just trying to tell the truth, their channel gets shut down. I mean, I mentioned, what was the latest? Christopher Bolin. He's talking about facts. Christopher Bolin explains who really did 9/11. And YouTube says, oh, no, that's probably not a good idea to watch. You shouldn't listen to that. You might hurt yourself. The little warning says, the following content has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. Really? Like, those who don't want to know the truth? You know, the 9/11 Commission was a put-up job, just like every other commission. And you know, it's a documented fact of history. Just not to get too far off on that, the replacement of Henry Kissinger, who found it uncomfortable when family members of 9/11 victims were asking Mr. Kissinger, do you think there's maybe a problem with, you know, do you have a conflict of interest perhaps? And Kissinger sidesteps the question, but then is pressed, you know, what about these clients that you have in the Middle East, specifically Saudi Arabia, and, you know, the Bin Laden family, Bin Laden group, is that maybe a conflict of interest? So Kissinger steps down, Tom Keane takes over in his place, both Pilgrim Society members, along with guys like Richard Holbrooke. That's not suspicious at all. And then later, Tom Keane says, well, you know, the commission was doomed to fail from the start. It was set up to fail, is what he said. Underfunded, you know, and the commission itself said after publishing its report that the report was garbage because of all of the lies, misinformation, and, you know, the inaccuracies and the incompleteness of the information that was provided that they discovered after the fact. So the entire report is garbage. So maybe somebody in America wants to get to the bottom of what happened. But, you know, YouTube says that's probably not safe. You don't really want to do that. You might hurt yourself. So it's this kind of nonsense, you know, we see over and over, and we should, I think our mindset should be different in the sense that this should be sort of a badge of honor, you know? I was thinking about it last night, you know, you have Jaron Lanier saying, you know, maybe it's a good idea to delete your social media accounts. 10 arguments for deleting your social media accounts right now. That's a strong statement. And, you know, people are addicted. We know, I mean, Sean Parker admitted that, remember the Axios interview, November, a year and a half ago, Sean Parker saying, we know that we exploited a weakness in human psychology, basically creating an infinite dopamine feedback loop, trying to uh, capture as much of your time and attention as possible. And, you know, he says, we knew that we were exploiting a weakness in human psychology, and we, you know, a hacker like myself would do something like that, and we did it anyway. We did it knowingly, and we did it anyway. But that's not criminal. Creating something that's more addictive than heroin. Some people. And then you have these stories that make it sound like, oh, it would be a bad idea to shut down your social media. I think Jaron Lanier's right. I think we could probably come up with many more than 10 arguments, but 10's probably enough. 1's probably enough. And so, you know, one wonders, you know, people will, I guess, sincerely kind of wonder to themselves, what would we do, though, if we didn't have it? We'd probably go back to what we were doing. You know, you see stories like, is my absence from social media a red flag? This is a trending story this last month. So, and other stories like it I've mentioned. Social media propaganda. Better not stop. Better stay on it, you know. Kind of like, what's the latest Twitchy drug? Seen the commercial a million times. Where the lady says, the paid actor obviously says, I didn't realize that I had this weird behavior. I blink, I twitch, I do all this. I look like a, you know, she probably looks like a weirdo. Because her medication has weird side effects, causes weird behavior. Rapid blinking and other just uncontrollable behavior. That's probably not good. You know, I joke about voluntary Tourette's sometimes, not to, you know, be crass, but, you know, is that drug-induced Tourette's a sort of kind of parallel there? Anyway, so in the commercial, the lady says, I know it's not a good idea to stop or change my medication. So thank goodness there's more medication that can stop the symptoms that are caused by other medication. This is insane. Insane. You know? How many people can we line up that will say that getting on 57 drugs made them better? Very few. I could probably find maybe a couple, 2, 3. And yet we know lots of people who that practice has injured, sometimes permanently, and even killed. You know, there are many stories. I mean, I know one story in particular that's, you know, I suppose one of the silver lining stories, a guy I knew personally in Spokane, Washington, who passed away because of negligence, essentially, on the part of doctors and Big Pharma. He was literally drugged to death. But what was interesting was, before he passed away, he came to terms with it. Basically, they between the doctors and Big Pharma, they gave him a terminal condition, and he made peace with it and forgave them. He was very upset, obviously, as anyone would rightfully be. And eventually made terms, or came to terms with it, made peace with it, with the doctors, etc. And his, I don't even know what you call it, the a service that was held after his passing was truly remarkable. More people came to Christ and got saved, as it were, at that service than I think I've ever seen combine anywhere else personally with my own eyes in my entire life. So that was remarkable. That's great. But, you know, that's, I dare say that's not the norm. And it shouldn't be. You know, we shouldn't be celebrating the death cult and eugenics and all of that. Quite the contrary. You know, again, John 10:10, Jesus saying, I came that they may have life, have it more abundantly. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that they may have it, have life, and have it abundantly. And what is it? Philippians 4, I want to say. Anyway. Four 13, somewhere in that neighborhood. Is that what it is? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Backing up a little bit. The focal point should be Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, there's any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Jerry in Texas said it a couple of days ago, Wednesday, I guess, an hour or two. You know, I think that was when he brought up Proverbs 22, I want to say, isn't it? Proverbs 22:6. Train a child up in the way he should go. When he's older, he will not depart from it. Yep. So, and the point that he made when he said that was that the opposite, I suppose, applies as well. Train a child up in the wrong way. I mean, it's an interesting axiom. And so what possible, I mean, this is why, you know, you read axioms like that in Proverbs, which is good, good advice. Isn't it? And we don't realize what we're losing. I realize I'm repeating myself. I've said that many times, but we don't realize what we're losing. And bad guys are building while the rest of us are having a hard time managing just what we have in front of ourselves. So the social media stuff is particularly interesting. It is another barometer or indicator of the atrophy that's been occurring. What would we do without Facebook? Oh, my goodness. We'd probably do what we used to do. You know, I used to get emails from my 70-year-old grandmother. And they were strange. You probably received them. I mean, this is an old-school generation. I've said if anyone embodied the character of Christ, so to speak, it was her in my life. I mean, I realized that after she passed. It was pretty interesting realization, but she would send the strangest emails, you know? Not a particularly religious person, never spoke about anything of that sort, you know, anything religious, but, you know, send you some inappropriate email and then Jesus loves you would be forwarded to you. You know, she was just forwarding emails. So, from a little cabin in Montana, because my sister, you know, who is a techie, got her set up on web TV. Anyway, what would we do without Facebook? Well, we'd probably do that. We'd be better off just sending each other emails. Some people are still doing that instead of on Facebook. And I appreciate those people sharing that information with me when they send me stuff. The unregulated sending of information. How fun. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel.
With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. It's unbelievable, you know. Eric Schaub over at Liberty Quotes had a great post. I'll probably read some of that later, maybe all of it, because he put together some of the quotes that he has on the site. It's a site that's been around for about 20 years, and some great stuff. Anyway, you know, in it, one of the points that he made, and let me just pull that up real quick. Space Crime by Eric Schaub. So, you know, published Tuesday, September 11, 2018. Obviously, you know, as FDR said, a day that will forever live in infamy. Another one of those. Who knew beforehand? I don't know. Ask James Perloff. Nobody, right? Oh, wait. People knew? Yeah. And again, Ralph Epperson has... I mean, just people just need to go. Go look. A picture is worth a thousand words. RalphEpperson.com. You would think, if we had our heads screwed on as straight as we think we do, you would go, people would go there. I mean, people would flock there. They would be encouraged to go there by the millions to see the fraud, the hoax of World War II. And we played the Patrick Claussen clip the other day on Wednesday. Wednesday's archive, by the way, includes a ton of information. Tuesday's isn't finished yet. That's a lot of information. Anyway, Patrick Claussen, telling it like it is. You know, and the horror of his remarks is highlighted. You know, that quote is included in Wednesday's archive. I frankly think the crisis initiation's really tough. It's hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. What? Traditional way America gets to war. Mr. Roosevelt, World War II. Pearl Harbor, had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Mr. Wilson, World War I. Lusitania episode. Mr. Johnson, Vietnam. Gulf of Tonkin episode. What's with the episodes? Spain. Maine exploded, Mr. Lincoln, Fort Sumter. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. I mean, there's really no, you know, people could say, well, he's not saying false flag, really, except the last thing he says in that soundbite is, it would be best if somebody else started the war. So, yes, he is. We should have another, you know, catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor, you know, a new Reichstag fire. Because that's, you know, that's awesome. We have all of this information at our fingertips now. We should value it more highly. We should take it more seriously. And, you know, what would we do without social media? We'd probably do what we used to do, which is just, again, share information freely. You know, and instead of YouTube saying, you know, WECT Channel 6 News, this story posted the other day, and this should have gone away because it was, you know, kind of a story over the summer. But people, you know, that some of the stories, some of the news articles talk about how it came back. What's going on here? Has resurfaced. Yeah, CBS News. Police issue warning to parents after Momo challenge resurfaces. YouTube's not shutting that down? But it wants to warn me about Christopher Bolin explaining who really did 9/11. You know, WECT, Channel 6 News. YouTube says Momo challenge is a hoax, but Pender County school system takes preventive action to block access. Pender County, North Carolina, the rumored Momo challenge on YouTube is not real, Google said in a statement. That's not real. But Pender County Schools is still taking preventive action to block potential content that might cause harm to students. Google can't figure that out. YouTube can't figure that out. Content hasn't been found on YouTube Kids, but you know what? This sort of thing drives interest and attention to it. It was one of the reasons I haven't talked about it, but you know, this should go away. Christopher Bolin should be considered credible. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. LibertyTree.ca is Eric Schaub's site. Anyway, so, you know, if we had our thinking ordered properly, people would applaud folks like Ralph Epperson for keeping that image front page above the fold on his website, so to speak, you know, the image of the Hilo Tribune Herald, front page above the fold, Sunday, November 30th, 1941, a week before the day that will forever live in infamy, day of infamy. And the headline is Japan may strike over weekend. That is a week advance notice, is it not? Because it's Sunday, this weekend is over. Somehow, the Hilo Tribune Herald knew Japan may strike over weekend. So Ralph Epperson, Christopher Bullen, and folks trying to say, hey, here's what really happened, so that we can learn the lessons of history and not be victimized by stupid parlor tricks. Actually learn the lessons of history. Folks like Thomas Jefferson and George Santayana and others have admonished. Be a good idea, Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. So, people like this would be celebrated if we had our thinking ordered properly. And you would think in this era we could do that, the information age, in spite of Wikipedia's nonsense. But history tells us Plato's allegory of the cave is in full effect. And when a slave gets free, realizes once he escapes the cave that it's just shadows dancing on the wall and someone's playing a stupid trick, everybody's arguing about shadows. Who are the shadow casters? And so he runs back in and says, guys, you'll never believe what's really going on. And of course they really don't. And they, instead of saying thank you, setting our minds free so that we can get out of the cave, out of darkness, into the light, not in an esoteric fashion, by the way, and maybe even do away with the nonsense, dispense with the nonsense and the stupid parlor tricks. Instead of that, they want to kill him. James Corbett in his Big Oil series. Again, and he puts it so well. How and why Big Oil conquered the world. When he talks about this unsavory character, William Devil Bill Avery Livingston Rockefeller, tricking people, Devil Bill. The archetypal figure. The world we live in today, James Corbett said, is the world created in Devil Bill's image. Founded on treachery, deceit, and naivete of a public that has never wised up to the parlor tricks that the Rockefellers and their ilk have been using to shape the world for the past century and a half. Absolutely. And that needs to stop, I have no... And so, there's stuff all around us. I have no particular problem with a bunch of folks getting together somewhere, I'm going to wait on that one. I guess I'll do this one first. Even, well-to-do, blue blood, whatever. I don't care. Does me no injury, as Jefferson might say. However, and even if they're talking, maybe conspiring to change things, because that's what we're doing right now, isn't it? It's the same thing, but we're honest. This is an open discussion. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I don't have a problem with that. I may wholeheartedly disagree with their proposed ideas, but I don't have a problem with them getting together and talking about changing things. The problem comes in when it's all predicated on deception, Machiavellian intrigue and deception, taking advantage of people, predatory deception. And you have folks like, you know, H.G. Wells and, you know, from H.G. Wells to Ted Kaczynski, so to speak, warning, you know, the struggle that's coming is going to be difficult, but, you know, who knows, maybe in the end it'll work out great. Really? So calls to kill off millions, even billions of people, and to basically have a whole, you know, it's like, you know, the disappearance of civilizations throughout history. We're watching so many weird things happen. You know, people say, how did the Great Wall get built? Just look at open source software. That's how. People who stop and say, hold on a second, along the way, you know, they're suffering strange, untimely demises. Never mind that. They get packed in the wall and we just keep building. So that's the problem for me. It's the deception. It's all predicated on deception. And, you know, guys like from H.G. Wells to Ted Kaczynski, you know, you hear, well, it's probably going to be bad. There's going to be a lot of suffering in between, but it might work out okay, really. Something predicated. So, you know, the evil somehow will work itself out to the betterment of mankind, never mind the fact that everyone's been killed off in the process. Sort of reminds me of the words of the first Baron Acton. Lord Acton, remember the broader quote was, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men, is what he wrote to the Anglican Bishop Mandell Creighton. Great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority. Still more, when you super add the tendency or the certainty of corruption by authority. There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. That is the point at which the end learns to justify the means. To me, that's where the problem comes in. That's where trouble starts. You know, the fact that we're here, the fact that I'm here saying, hey, I think things should be different. Things should be better. We should take better care of ourselves and one another. I have no problem with other people saying, you know, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she had some views, but I'm not sure they're her own. She's not old enough to have her own views yet. No offense, but seriously, we all remember when we were that age, don't we? You have to go back some time, find folks that are really equipped to have their own views at that age. And that's so cliche, it's sort of a maxim of history. Most of her views have been given to her the way that everyone else has been fed theirs, unbeknownst to them, I dare say. So anyway, hopefully that makes sense. The show I was thinking about the other day, Wednesday, actually, was Young Sheldon, you know, the boy genius. It's Sheldon from The Big Bang and when he's a little kid. And, oh, it's so, I'm sure, like I was saying Wednesday, people will say, oh, it's so harmless. Yeah, but it's not. And again, the onslaught. So I have a clip, you know, if we can play that. This is a clip from a recent episode titled, and you can find it on YouTube, we'll include it in the archives, Young Sheldon, Communism in Texas. That's the title of the clip. That used to be offensive content in America. You go back a decade, two decades, three, four, five, six, seven. You know, you go back a few decades, that was extremely offensive content. CBS would be boycotted in a bygone America. just for that clip, I dare say. Young Sheldon, Communism in Texas. If that's ready, can we play that, please?
On behalf of sandwich-loving children everywhere, I thank you.
How many is that?
13.
A baker's dozen. What do you say we pack up and head out of here?
No, we have to wait for Channel 7 news.
Channel 7?
Yes. I called them this morning and told them there was a human interest story at the supermarket.
What story?
Classic Americana, little guy versus corporate greed.
Honey, Channel 7 is not coming.
You Sheldon Cooper?
Yes, ma'am.
You gotta be kidding me.
How's my hair look?
Hey, how'd it go?
Great. Turn to Channel 7.
I'm watching the game.
But I'm going to be on Channel 7.
What's he talking about?
He's going to be on Channel 7.
I was shocked to learn that the Happy Hearth Home Bakeries had been bought out by the Domestic Food Corporation, and they started making their bread faster and cheaper.
And you don't like that, do you?
No.
And you're collecting signatures to make them stop.
I am. Corporations shouldn't be allowed to make these decisions on their own.
Well, who should?
The people who eat the bread. This wouldn't happen if there were centralized control over all these big corporations.
Are you suggesting a communist form of government in Texas?
I suppose I am.
Hang on a sec.
There you have it. Local boy Sheldon Cooper says communism is what Texas needs.
Oh, dear God.
So, people say, it's harmless, you know, it's just a little bit of fun. Right, that's the plausible deniability of it. Remember, speaking of Eric Schaub's piece, he states in his article, it's actually the Face Crime article, is a call for fundraising. Anyway, and I would echo that. So he says along the way, do you think the book burners at Amazon and YouTube colluding with the intelligence community realize they are embracing the same fascist tactics as the Nazis? Probably. I mean, and you know, it goes so far. It's not just the book burning, so to speak, but also the, you know, again, Tectopus is a good example. You know, the wage-fixing scandal that no one's talking about. Has that changed? No, but nah, whatever. Just continues to grow. There was an H-1B visa story I saw recently. It reminds me of that, the wage-fixing scandal. Anyway, Eric Schaub writes, do you think the book burners at Amazon and YouTube, colluding with the intelligence community, realize they're embracing the same fascist tactics as the Nazis? Absolutely. In other words, it's just the business party, right? Nothing personal. It's just business in Otto Berman fashion. Who exactly is demanding that hate speech and fake news be taken down? Is it not enough to respond? And, you know, I'm not aware that Eric Schaub has a YouTube channel. I dare say he doesn't have a dog in this fight, so to speak. But, you know, it's a valid point. In other words, he's not grinding his own axe. He's just making a more objective observation. Who exactly is demanding that hate speech, quote unquote, and fake news, quote unquote, be taken down? Is it not enough to respond with a counter argument or sue for libel or slander? Is the Ministry of Truth that far away? And then immediately after, he cites the William Colby quote, you know, former director of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of significance in the major media. Remember William Colby's untimely demise? So that quote from Dave McGowan, speaking of Dave McGowan, and last but not least, speaking of the CIA, well, not the CIA, but speaking of the, you know, fascist cabal and the book burning, Heinrich Heine wrote a long time ago, again, as Eric Schaub notes, whenever they burn books, they will also, in the end, burn human beings. You know, that's the danger. And if we got away from this stuff, we just get back to the old... I mean, it was a comforting thought when I was thinking about this last night to think that without social media, just get back to doing what we were doing. Just, you know, people emailing each other. I'd have my 70-year-old grandmother emailing me inappropriate things and, you know, things that these juxtaposed things. But it was humorous. It was fun. It was uncontrolled, not contrived. Stick around. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. Be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff,
till you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back. Speaking of the CIA, I have a note to self to search the CIA database for the Safari Club. Need to get back to that. For the Safari Club, we need to return to that discussion at some point, too. Speaking of getting knowledged up, and I threatened to dive down that rabbit hole. You know, the Devil's Chessboard, Alan Dulles and the Deep State. Intercept article from 2015, and then The Devil's Chessboard, David Talbot's book. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab Jim in New York. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing? A couple of things real quick. Okay, so I live in Brooklyn, right across the subway stop from Manhattan, from Union Square South, and that's where they start all the Antifa marches. They go out of Union Square, they mass over there, and they go up Fifth Avenue. I saw 1,000 people marching up Fifth Avenue. The cops, you know, they let them walk by, right in the middle of the street, up Fifth Avenue against the traffic. But I have seen many of them wear masks, and not only that, but even when there's nothing doing, there are several of them hanging out there waiting for some kind of a order or something from somewhere. And also, this is in regard to what Obama said about he's going to have an army, a cadre of people that are greater than all the armed forces that the government has today. You remember that statement. And so, I'm going to contact, I have to before also the precinct where this thing originates, and I want to demand that according to city law, you're not allowed to wear a mask, and that anyone who's wearing a mask should be confronted on the spot and arrested upon refusal. And I want to mention one other thing on a broader topic, which we were just talking about, the incestuous relationships between social media and the government and the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry and this Monsanto, all of these things. And now we have the infanticide. This is more insidious and more tyrannical than King George ever was. But the thing is this. That when the founder said the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the arms that people can keep and bear today have nothing against it's nothing compared to what the government has. And I think Absolutely. That the only thing that is possible, and it, of course it risks being called a seditious. The only thing that's possible is to flip military and police against the government. Because otherwise, we don't have, you know, RPGs and missile-firing drones and all those kinds of things. So the idea of keeping your arms is on a personal level, but on the larger mega scale, it doesn't work out.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Jim. We're coming to the break in the end of the first hour. Stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after the short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.